give you the traffic here real quick. I will tell you that as we're going through, there is one hitch in the giddy up on I-380 southbound at exit 25. The right shoulder's blocked due to a stalled vehicle. There is the highway helper over there and a Linn County sheriff over there checking it out as well. So make sure that you are aware of that on I-380 southbound near Boyson Road. All right, 6:40 in the morning show. Doug Wagner with you. It's Monday, August 26th. It's a warm one. Excessive heat advisory today. 73 clear in Iowa City. 75 in Hays in Cedar Rapids and in Waterloo. Clear 75 in Davenport. 73 Hays in Dubuque. Josh McNary joins me here on the morning show. Joshua McNary, I appreciate you taking the time to join me here on the radio. McNary Marketing and Design, where he's a business tech expert. The question comes up, what do you really mean when you say you need a website? Joshua, good morning to you.
Hi, Doug. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you talking to me this morning and to the people who are business owners who are out there and they're trying to get a functional website. It's surprising how few websites are functional. Well, what do people really mean when they say they need a website?
Yeah, I've been doing this for 10 plus years in my business and longer than that as a professional. And I could tell you that often that question gets overlooked, that idea of like, what are we actually trying to achieve on our website? And that's why on my newsletter here, which you could find at McNaryMarketing.com/subscribe, I wrote about this concept because I've seen so many people come in and out of my business over the years, and some of them have great plans in place, great strategies in place, but there are often too many times, even sometimes I get fooled in that there's a thought, okay, this is a great business idea, this is a great thing we could do inside of our existing business, but they haven't thought through how to actually make that website functional to actually achieve whatever that goal is in mind. Just because often a website makes you think that you, if you just do the website, it'll work out. Everything will fall into place, but there's often tasks before and after the website that have to be thought through before you're going to have that successful web project in the end.
Yeah, it's so funny because, you know, everybody wants an intuitive website, something that you can just point, click, and it answers its own questions right there. But then we just get caught up. What's the first thing that people get caught up in? What's the first roadblock that they run into?
Well, I would say it's making sure you are thinking about what the customer is actually trying to achieve through that web project. Again, we have blinders on sometimes in our businesses and our organizations that we're part of because we're so close to our new idea or our product or our offering. And in that, we kind of forget, well, okay, why did the customer even show up at our website in the first place? How did they even find our website? And what is their mentality when they show up there so that when they get there, we can then provide the right answers that actually onboards them into our contact form or into our e-commerce offer or whatever it might be. So it's actually thinking through what's happening as they come in. And I'll add to that in my thought process on this newsletter was, okay, there's also the steps after as well. So when you get that lead or that sale and okay, well, how are we making sure that that is coming off the website and into whatever process we have, or if we're a new business, building a process to handle that.
Joshua McNary joining me here on the morning show. You can find out more about what he's doing at McNary Marketing Design. I'll give you the website here in a second. We're talking about what do you really mean when you say you need a website? It got to be more than just simply intuitive. It's something that takes a lot of active thought process. That's why, you know what, if you've got a legal issue, go to a lawyer. If you've got a medical issue, go to a doctor. If you've got a business tech issue, you go to Joshua McNary. Where do they find you, Joshua?
McNaryMarketing.com, and that newsletter is McNaryMarketing.com/subscribe.
Yep, subscribe to that. I get it on a regular basis, and it's always a good read. Hey, Joshua, thanks for joining me here on the morning show. Appreciate it. Have yourself a magnificent Monday. Stay cool, okay?
You too. Thanks, Doug.
All right, take care. Coming up, we will be talking about senior scams rising next on the morning show.